For today, you know, initially what I'd like to be able to do is just be able to introduce who we have with us today. The chief mentioned the FBI assistant director in charge of the Los Angeles field office, Stephen Martinez, FBI special agent in charge of the criminal branch, Bill Lewis. We have FBI assistant special agent in charge of the criminal branch, Robert Clark, right behind me. In addition, we have LAPD assistant chief, Earl Paysinger. LAPD Captain Paul Snell, he's the commanding officer of Criminal Gang Homicide Division, is housed here out of 77th Street Station. Lieutenant Tom McMullen from our South Bureau Homicide also, and Detective 3 Sal La Barbera. The purpose we're here today is to talk about an effort that was a 90-day effort. Doesn't seem like it was very long, but tremendous results were made in 90 days. Through the generous support of our federal partners, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Los Angeles Police Department was afforded the opportunity to enhance homicide investigations in South Los Angeles. And this was made through contributions not only in FBI agents that were added to our team, but also some financial resources that were made available to us to be able to pursue a number of these cases. Historically, approximately 70% of all homicides in South Los Angeles can be linked to violent street gangs. Over 1,000 unsolved homicides have accumulated since 1978. In March of 2007, homicide resources were consolidated in South Bureau, and the Criminal Gang Homicide Division was created to reduce the incident of gang violence and to increase our solvability of homicide investigations here in South Los Angeles. For the past 3 months, FBI agents have worked alongside LAPD homicide investigators, and this task enhanced the effectiveness of all of our resources through a coordinated initiative was sought the most effective investigative avenues to apprehend and convict homicide suspects. In this task force, this 90-day task force, we reviewed over 100 homicide cases, focusing on both unsolved cases and some recent cases. The results were astonishing. In that 90-day period, 27 homicide cases were solved by the task force. Over 20 felony arrests were made. Over 25 search warrants were conducted. In this effort, agents and detectives contacted over 250 people, including witnesses, suspects, and concerned community members. The results are astonishing in and of themselves, but what it does through a hot summer and being able to put additional resources and have them working the field. They weren't working in office. They weren't pushing paper. These were people who were out in the field. These were investigators and agents who were out in the field knocking on doors, talking to people. It literally, I think, helped turn our homicide numbers around for what we would term a very busy summer where it gets hot and people and we have more homicides. Right now, in this, as we stand, we have 75 homicides year-to-date in 2010 as compared to 88 last year, which was an all-time low at that particular time. Most importantly, as a result of the task force, the homicide clearance rate rose by 26% during that three-month period. No doubt the arrests made by the agents and detectives helped to save lives from those perpetrators who terrorized the citizens of Los Angeles. The Operation Save Our Streets Joint Task Force, that was the name, was a tremendous success and could not have been accomplished without the commitment and support of our FBI partners.